Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the evolving role of software engineers in the age of AI-assisted coding, or as some call it, vibe coding. Let's dive in.
Vibe coding? That sounds interesting. So is this like coding with good vibes only? What's the main point here?
Not exactly good vibes only, though a positive attitude towards new tools is definitely helpful. This article from Business Insider discusses how AI tools are changing the software engineering landscape and what skills engineers need to thrive in this new era. It's less about being replaced and more about adaptation.
Got it. So, what are these magical skills that will keep software engineers relevant?
Well, the first one might seem a little counterintuitive. Embrace the vibes. Meaning, become proficient with the very AI tools that some fear will make them obsolete. Things like ChatGPT, Cursor, Replit, these are becoming essential tools in the software engineer's toolkit.
I see. Interesting. So, learn to use the tools that are supposedly taking over your job? Isn't that like befriending the robot that's about to steal your lunch?
Kind of. But think of it more like collaborating with a super efficient assistant. The article highlights how these tools can significantly speed up workflows, allowing engineers to focus on higher-level tasks. As Mark Tuscher, CTO of SiriAct, puts it, the amount of speed you can get compared to coding yourself is crazy.
Okay, that makes sense. What's the second skill? More good vibes?
Not quite. This one's about upping your prompt game. It's all about learning how to effectively communicate with these AI tools. Crafting precise and effective prompts is crucial for getting the desired output. It's like speaking a new language, the language of AI.
So like learning to whisper sweet nothings to the code-generating robot? Kidding. But seriously, is prompt engineering really that important?
Absolutely. The article quotes Andre Karpathy, the guy who coined the term vibe coding, saying, "The hottest new programming language is English." It really highlights how the way you instruct these tools dramatically impacts the results.
Interesting. So what's the final skill? Mastering the art of the digital high five?
Close, but not quite. The third skill is all about clear thinking. With AI taking over more of the routine coding tasks, engineers can dedicate more time to things like problem solving, system design, and strategic thinking. It's about the big picture.
Okay. This I get. AI can help with the grunt work, but it can't replace critical thinking and problem-solving skills, right? So it's not really the end of software engineering as we know it.
Exactly. It's about evolution, not extinction. As the article points out, thinking from first principles, breaking down complex problems, and understanding how different parts of a system fit together. These are skills that will become even more valuable in the age of vibe coding. It's about leveraging the power of AI to become a better, more efficient engineer.
Wow, this is fascinating stuff. So it sounds like software engineers aren't going anywhere. They're just leveling up.
Precisely. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time for more insightful discussions.
Goodbye.